UNC System President Margaret Spellings is resigning after 3 years on the job, according to multiple news outlets. Officials with the system's Board of Governors have not confirmed those reports. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn has more.
Spellings took over the reins of the 17-member university system amid protests from many students and faculty members who oppose the conservative policy Spellings advocated as U.S. Education Secretary under President George W. Bush. They also said her hiring was not transparent enough, split the board, and many were upset over the former president, Tom Ross, a Democrat, being forced out. Once on board, Spellings laid out an agenda that included lowering tuition and fees, recruiting more low-income and rural students, improving graduation rates, and boosting science and technology programs. She was a major supporter of tuition reductions at Elizabeth City State, UNC Pembroke, and Western Carolina University, even though some school administrators and alumni opposed that plan. In-state students at those schools now pay $500 a semester, out-of-state students $2,500. Opponents said the funding provided by the General Assembly to make up for the loss in tuition was not enough to sustain the school's academic programs. Spellings was also criticized when she called for a criminal investigation when the Confederate Silent Sam statue on the campus of UNC Chapel Hill was toppled this summer by protesters. The numerous controversies during her short tenure meant Spellings' goals often took a back seat to the disagreements, including one she had with some of the Board of Governors members. The infighting led some board members to call for a reorganization of Spellings' office and to move the UNC system offices out of Chapel Hill. UNC system officials would not comment on reports of Spellings' resignation. They would only say that the Board of Governors will meet an emergency session to consider an executive personnel matter Friday morning. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.